Paul begins his angry letter with the words, Paul, an apostle.
保罗在加拉太书一开始就非常严肃地说，保罗做使徒的。
He is a person who has been sent on a mission.
这一点对保罗来说非常重要，因为他是一个富有使命的人。
He is a person who has been sent on a mission. The question who sent him is very essential.
所以谁差派他是对他来说是非常重要的。
Paul claims that he had been commissioned and sent by Jesus Christ and God the Father.
保罗这里讲的是他是由耶稣基督和父神亲自差派来的。
The authority of the apostle or the ambassador depends on the authority of the person who commissioned and sent him.
使徒或者是大使的权柄是来于差派他的人的权柄。
Paul does not fit the criteria of being a true apostle.According to Acts chapter 1:21-26.
如果我们从使徒行传第一章21-26节的标准来看，使徒保罗并不符合一个真正使徒的标准。
In fact, Acts suggests that Paul was commissioned and sent by the church at Antioch.
在使徒行传中也隐隐地说到保罗其实是被安提阿教会差遣的。
Also, Acts suggests that Paul visited Jerusalem shortly after he had become a Christian. And so that may be one of the leaders commissioned and sent him.
使徒行传也讲到，在保罗成为基督徒后不久，他就曾经去过耶路撒冷，所以他也可能是某个教会领袖差派的呢。
In Galatians, Paul vehemently does not deny such an idea.
在加拉太书中，保罗很强烈的反对这一说法。
In Galatians 1:1, he says, Paul an apostle, not from a group of men, nor by means of a single person, but on the contrary, by means of Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the power of death.
在加拉太书1:1中，保罗写道，做使徒的保罗不是由人，也不是急着某个人，乃是急着耶稣基督和叫他从死里复活的父神。
Shortly after Paul had founded the churches in Galatia, some troublemakers came and attacked his message by attacking him, the messenger.
保罗这样讲是因为在他设立加拉太教会不久，就有人进来捣乱。他们是用人身攻击的方法来攻击保罗的信息。
They claimed that Paul had given them an incomplete version of the good news because he wanted to make it easy for the people to accept his message. And they were bringing a more complete version of the same good news.
这些人说，保罗给了他们一本不全的福音，因为保罗想让人更容易接受福音。所以呢，这些人他们要把全本的福音带给加拉太人。
Paul angrily claims that there is not another version of the good news, and that these troublemakers wanted to distort the good news and to transform it into its opposite.
所以保罗在这里很严厉的回应说，并没有另一部福音，这些人只是想扭曲福音，把它变为另外的样子。
Paul uses the language of Exodus chapter 32 verse 8 and Deuteronomy chapters 12 and 16, which describe how the Israelites turned away so quickly from God's salvation at the Red Sea in order to worship the golden calf.
在二章六节中，保罗用了这样的言语，这是出自出埃及记32:8和申命记12:16中，他用这个话来比喻，因为那时候以色列人在神救赎他们过红海之后不久，就飞快地转去拜金牛犊。在这里，保罗说：“我稀奇你们这么快离开那急着耶稣基督召你们的。”
Paul continues by stating that Jesus died to rescue us from the present evil age.
在后面保罗接着讲，说耶稣是以死来救我们脱离这现今罪恶的时代。
In Colossians chapter 1:13-14, Paul writes that God has transferred us to the kingdom of the Son that he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
在哥罗西书1:13-14中，保罗这样说，说神把我们迁到爱子的国度里，使我们得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Paul is suggesting that what had happened at Antioch and what is happening in his Galatian churches is the earthly manifestation of a cosmic drama in which divine and cosmic forces are at work.
所以保罗在这里讲的是那先前在安提亚跟彼得发生的争端和现在在加拉太教会里所发生的事，这些斗争呢，实际上都是神和天上的势力的斗争在地上的表现。
Paul may be thinking of the assumption of Moses, chapter 10, which has, Then God's rule, God's kingdom, will appear throughout his whole creation.
这里保罗可能引用的是在一个犹太人的书叫做摩西的假设第十章中讲到的当神的国将在世上显现。
Then the devil will have an end. Yes, sorrow will be led away with him.
当神的国显现的时候，魔鬼的势力将会终结，悲伤将会被抹去。
In Jewish cosmological and apocalyptic eschatology, the two ages are not simply or even primarily temporal categories, referring to two successive discontinuous period of histories or ages. They are also spatial categories, referring to two spheres or orbs of power, both of which claim sovereignty over the world.
在犹太人的宇宙观中，他们讲到这个启示性的末世的时候，这两个世代并不是像我们想象这么简单的说，主要的是时间上分开的，有前后区分的两个不相连接的两个世代，就像世界历史一样。这两个世代实际上是在空间上有重叠的，这两种权力呢是相交、互相争夺世界上的权柄的。
In this age, alien, destructive powers have taken complete control of God's creation, including the cosmos of human beings and perverted.
在我们现今这个世代中，邪恶破坏性的权势完全掌控了神的创造物，这也包括了人在内，这些邪恶使人反叛。
This age is then the realm of sin, death and evil, what Paul in chapter 1 verse 4 refers to as the present evil age.
所以这世代就是罪、死和邪恶的世代，正如在1:4中保罗讲到的，这现今的罪恶时代。
Humans are slaves of evil, malevolent powers who has usurped God's rightful claim on the world.
在这世代里，人是恶者权势的奴仆，恶者在这里代替了神的权势。
In the age to come, which in Jewish cosmological apocalyptic eschatology is to be revealed in the future, even it already exists in heaven above, God will once more reign unopposed over his whole creation.
从犹太人的宇宙观中，那将来的世代是在将来会显明在将来会显明在世上的，虽然现今已经显明在天上，但神会再来一次，完完全全地掌握这个世上的万物。
For this reason, the age to come is the realm of righteousness, life, and peace.
因此呢，将来的世代将是公义、生命和和平的世代。
The notion of present evil age assumes that the human condition for everyone, apart from God's deed in Christ, It's a form of a slavery to evil powers.
所以这样的概念是认为现今所有的人除了耶稣基督以外都是被恶势力所控制的奴仆。
Then when you did not know God, Paul will write in Galatians chapter 4 verse 8, you were slaves of being, not gods by nature.
就像保罗在加拉太书4章第8节中写道, 先前你们不认识神的时候, 你们给那本不是神的做奴仆。
For Paul, the problem that needs to be addressed, therefore, is not so much sins, transgressions of divinely given commandments, as sin, a malevolent enslaving and godlike power under which all human beings are being held captive.
所以对保罗来讲, 最重要的问题不是罪, 或者是我们触犯了天上的规条一类, 而是罪本身, 就是被恶辖制的结果, 是人在像神一样的, 这种的巨大的恶势力的, 下面被辖制的结果。
All things have been shut up under sin.
就像保罗在3章22节中讲到, 所有的都被圈在罪里了。
Evidently, in Paul's view, the sins of which we receive tradition speaks are not the actions of autonomous and free individuals who respond to God's law as they see fit, but the action of slaves who do the will of their master, sin, a power that Paul can more frequently in his letter refer to as the flesh.
所以很明显在保罗看来, 这个罪并不是传统意义上我们人自觉或者自愿的，我们自己只遵守了一部分神的道，而不遵守其他的所造成的罪，而是我们被奴役，服在那恶者下面，被恶者所掌控，所带来的结果。By
giving himself for our sins, Christ rescues us from the age, present evil age where sin holds sway.
所以的好消息就是耶稣基督把自己献上背负了我们的罪, 从此就把我们从现今的罪恶世代中救了出来。在这现今的世代中,罪恶是掌权的。The
idea of sin as an evil power, indeed as the spirit of Satan, just as the Holy Spirit is the spirit of God, is treated at length in Romans, where most of Paul's use of the word sin occurs.
所以这样罪的概念, 保罗在罗马书中也有多次的解释, 这个罪是一种恶的势力, 也就是撒旦的灵, 而不是, 神的灵来掌管我们所造成的。
That saving act, whereby human beings are liberated from the clutches of an otherwise closed world, is according to the will of God and our Father.
所以就像1章4节中讲到, 这救赎把我们从罪恶的压制中解救出来的救赎, 是照着父神的旨意成行的。
The verb to rescue, which is common in the Septuagint, Greek translation of the Old Testament, and used 5 times in Acts, means to rescue from an enemy.
这里用的动词救赎这一词, 在使徒行传中用了5次之多, 它的意思是从敌人手中救出来。
This is illustrated by Acts chapter 12 verse 11. Then Peter came to himself and said, Now I am sure that the Lord has sent his angel and has rescued me from the hands of Herod.
这一动作, 在使徒行传12章11节中更生动地表现出来, 在那里, 彼得被从监狱救出来, 那彼得说, 彼得行转过来说, 现在真知道主差遣他的使者, 救我脱离希律的手了。
The rescue from the present evil age is a recurring theme in Galatians, even though Paul does not repeat the verb rescue.
即使有时候保罗没有用同样的 这个救出这个词，但是这个把我们从罪恶的现今罪恶的时代中救赎出来的主题，在加拉太书中是一再被提到的。
He uses synonyms such as redeem, set free, the latter both in connection with the Mosaic law.
保罗有时候也用赎回或者是释放这两个词，这两个词在摩西律法中都是有来源的。
The grammar of chapter 1 verse 4b, that he might rescue us from the present evil age, can be taken to refer to the future, a deliverance that will occur, as well as the present, a deliverance that has occurred.
如果我们仔细看一章四节的语法，他说他或许要将我们从现今罪恶世代中救出来，这里这个语法讲的是可能这是发生在将来的事，是我们在将来会被救出来，也可以是指现今或已经发生的事，说我们已经被救出来了。
In a sense, Paul means both now and the future.
从某种意义上讲，保罗指的既是现在也是将来。
Even if the accent falls on the present in the remainder of Galatians, and especially in connection with the law.
虽然保罗在加拉太书中他所要讲的重点是现在，他为了提醒加拉太人，我们现在已经被神所救出来了。
Until the second comingThe deliverance achieved is in jeopardy, as the Galatian situation itself abundantly attests.
直到耶稣再来，这救赎，这个加拉太人他现今的状况，就造成这种状况，这个已经完成的救赎受到了威胁。
And it does always depend on Christ's continuing rescue activity.As and through the Spirit.
所以这个救赎也是在于耶稣基督不断的通过圣灵的工作使我们得救。
That ongoing rescue activity, which has an apocalyptic character, can take the form of a letter from an apostle, who is sent not from human beings, nor through a human being, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father.The one who raised him from the power of death.
这从过去到将来不间断的救赎的工作是带有一种启示性的。它来自于，它可以来自于使徒的一封信，就像保罗的信中这么讲到，不是由于人，也不是急着某个人，乃是急着耶稣基督与叫他从死里复活的神带来的。
By repeatedly using the first person plural, our Father, our sins, us, Paul reminds the Galatians of their present status in Christ.
保罗通过多次用父、我们的罪和我们一类的词，他在这里提醒加拉太人他们现在的现状。
Paul reminds the Galatians of the present status in Christ.They have been rescued and shall continue to be rescued out of the present evil age by Christ, having given himself for our sins.
保罗提醒加拉太人说，他们已经被救赎，而且将继续被救赎，是因着耶稣基督的现身，把我们从现今的罪中赎出来。
The appropriate response is to give glory of all praise to God forever and ever.For as long as a new age lasts, which is forever.
所以对这伟大的救赎的回应应当是把荣耀归于神，直到永远永远，就像保罗在第四节中所说的。
With the final amen, Paul invites the Galatians who shall be listening to his letters, being reading aloud to them, to join him in a solemn affirmation of what God has accomplished.In Christ for us.
在第五节中保罗说阿门一词，他实际上是在邀请所有听他宣读他的信的人一起来严肃地宣布神已经通过基督为我们完成了救赎。
For Paul, all of us who have been rescued from the present evil age have been transformed into the age to come, where God is in control.
对保罗来讲，我们这些被从现今罪恶的时代所救出来的人，已经被带入将来神掌权的时代了。
Paul's opponents are trying to convince Christians to return to the present evil age, which is ruled by Satan.
而反对保罗的人，事实上是准备把基督徒带回到那现今撒旦掌权的罪恶时代中。
Two main issues are dealt with in Galatians.
当时在加拉太教会有两个问题，被很热烈的讨论。
First, the Christian movement arose out of Judaism. So to what extent does Judaism still exert its power over Christians?
因为基督教是从 犹太教中产生出来的，那么犹太教义到底对基督徒有多少辖制权？
This problem presents itself as to whether or not a Christian had to be circumcised before he or she can be a part of God's family, the children of Abraham.
那这种争议表现出来就是在割礼这个问题上，到底一个基督徒要不要接受割礼才能成为神家的一员，或者说成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
This problem is dealt with in Galatians chapter 2 verses 1 to 10.
那这个问题在加拉太书二章一到十节中被详细的讨论。
Paul says that after 14 years he went up to Jerusalem and he took Titus along with him.
保罗在这里讲到14年以后他上到耶路撒冷，带着提多与他同行。
17 years have elapsed between Paul's call and the Jerusalem Council, which happened in 49 AD.
所以在这里，从保罗被召到耶路撒冷会议中间总共过了有17年。
If we were to subtract something from 49, we would get 32 AD as the time of Paul's call, which is 2 years from the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
耶路撒冷会议发生在公元49年，如果我们减去17的话，那我们就知道保罗被呼召是在公元32年，也就是耶稣基督死而复活以后的两年。
Titus was the test case. He was an uncircumcised Greek.
所以在这里提多是他们争议的焦点，他是一个没有受割礼的希腊人。
Paul's understanding that God's good news does not require circumcision was victorious because the Jerusalem leaders did not compel Titus to be circumcised even though he was a Greek.
所以保罗对神的福音的理解，就说神的福音并不需要受割礼最终得胜，因为在耶路撒冷的教会领袖并没有强迫提多这个希腊人去接受割礼。
In Galatians chapter 2 verses 1 to 10 Paul explains what happened at the Jerusalem Council.
在加拉太书二章一到十节中，保罗解释了在耶路撒冷会议发生的事情。
He speaks of the false brothers who have infiltrated our ranks, notice the military language, to spy out our freedom which we have in the Messiah Jesus.
他这里讲到进到我们中间的假弟兄，他这里用了一个军事的用语，他说这些假弟兄是来窥探我们在基督里的自由。
Paul disagreeing with the false brothers was over the understanding of eschatology.
保罗和这些假弟兄对这个末世论的理解是完全不同的。
The disagreement was over the question, what time is it?
他们的争议实际上就可以化成一个很简单的问题，现在是什么时间？
Was the Gentile mission a sign of the new age in which Gentiles are granted full place among the children of Abraham without having to submit to circumcision?
现在时间是不是已经到了？那外邦人的可以接受福音而不受割礼，这样的新纪元已经开始了。
When God establishes His kingdom, two groups of people together will constitute His family. The family of Abraham, Israel redeemed from continuing exile, and the Gentiles redeemed from idolatry.
所以在起初的时候，当神创立他的国的时候，其实有两组的人，一组的是他的选民，那就是亚伯拉罕的家，他们是那些以色列人，他们在逃亡中被解救出来；另外一组人呢，就是那些外邦人，那他们呢是从被神从拜偶像中被解救出来。The
Gentiles are saved as Gentiles. They do not eschatologically become Jews.
那外邦人是作为外邦人被救的，他们在末世的时候并不会成为犹太人，也就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。Or
the rules of the old age still in force, so that full participation in the family of Abraham was possible only to those who were circumcised, marked as members of the new covenant.
与外邦人得救成为亚伯拉罕的子孙相对比的说法就是，那我们这个老的规条还有效。这个如果外邦人不被受割礼，他就不能完全的进入亚伯拉罕的家，成为这个新约的一个成员。Paul
testified that Titus was not compelled to be circumcised. Paul uses the same verb in chapter 3, verse 14, where he asks Peter, how can he compel the Gentiles to live in a Jewish manner?
所以保罗在这里作证说，提多并没有被勉强去接受割礼，他在这里用了同样的一个勉强这个词，在二章十四节中，他问保罗，他问到彼得说，你怎么可以勉强外邦人 按照犹太人的样式生活呢?
Then again in chapter 6, verse 12, Paul writes, it is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised.
在六章十二节中，保罗再次说，凡希图外貌体面的人都勉强你们受割礼。This
threefold use of the verb links together three different historical situations. The meeting in Jerusalem, the controversy at Antioch, and the situation in Galatia.
所以保罗三次用到这个勉强这个词，实际上指了三个历史上的事件，一个是耶路撒冷的会议，另外一个是在安提阿和彼得之间的争论，另外呢，就是现在加拉太教会的现状。
Paul projects these three situations simultaneously on the same screen as manifestations of a single underlying conflict.
保罗把这三个事件都投射在一个屏幕上，显示出来这些都是起源于一个原因。He
refers to the Jerusalem leaders as those who had the reputation of being somebody important. Paul does not care about their reputation, because God does not show favoritism between people.
在这里保罗指那些耶路撒冷的领袖，说那些有名望的人，但是保罗在心里他并不顾及这些人的有没有名望，因为神并不偏待人。The
pillars of the Jerusalem church recognized the divine gift that Paul had received and gave him and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, agreeing that they should evangelize the Gentiles, while the Jerusalem leaders, including Peter, would evangelize the Jews.
所以耶路撒冷会议的结果也是，耶路撒冷教会的柱石们也认识到保罗的恩赐是从神来的，所以也接受了他，给他和巴拿巴行右手相交之礼， 差派他们去往外邦人中去传福音，而耶路撒冷的领袖们，包括彼得在一起，往受割礼的犹太人中去传福音。
The term divine gift is my translation of the Greek noun charis, which is normally translated as grace, but whose basic meaning is gift. Grace is God's gift of salvation in Christ Jesus.
这里讲到保罗由神来的恩赐，那在这里希腊原文呢，实际上是 charis， 可以被翻译为恩典，但也可以指礼物一词，那就是通过耶稣基督救赎而从神那里来的恩典和礼物。
Whenever Paul speaks about his divine gifts, he is referring to the special gift God has given him by appointing him an apostle to the Gentiles.
当保罗提到他从神来的恩赐的时候，他总是指神把他作为外邦人中的使徒。
The next problem is the question of whether or not it is appropriate for Jewish Christians to sit at the same table and eat with Gentile Christians.
那另外一个起冲突的问题呢，就是是不是犹太基督徒和外邦基督徒能坐在一起吃饭？
Eating together is one of the most intimate activities possible next to sex. And it shows whether or not you accept someone as your equal.
按照当时的传统，能坐在一起吃饭是显示他们能够亲密，能够平等的一个表示。
Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners, and in the eyes of the Pharisees, that makes him just as bad as those he's eating with.
耶稣和税吏和罪人一起吃饭，那在法利赛人眼中，耶稣就跟那些税吏和 罪犯一样的坏了。
Galatians 2 verses 11 to 14 tells about how Peter used to eat regularly with Gentile Christians at Antioch before certain men from James arrived.
在加拉太书二章十一到十四节中也讲到，彼得原本是跟外邦的基督徒在安提阿的教会一起吃饭的，一直到从雅各那里来的某个人到了安提阿。
But after they arrived, he withdrew himself from the Gentile Christians, and the other Jewish Christians followed his lead in this hypocrisy.
当从雅各那里来的人到了以后，彼得就把他从外邦基督徒中分别开来，其他的犹太基督徒呢也跟着彼得装假。
It was hypocrisy, because Peter was not acting in accordance with his true beliefs. But he was acting out of fear of James' messengers.
保罗说彼得是在装假，是因为彼得不是从他的信仰出发来这么做的，而是他这么做是出于害怕从雅各那里来的信使。
Paul referred to these messengers as circumcision people because they derived their identity from their strong belief in circumcision.
保罗管这些信使叫做受割礼的人，因为他们这些人的信仰来源于他们受割。
I probably would have been called a resurrection person.
如果同样的看，师牧师说他自己可以成为一个复活的人。
Paul claims that God had already condemned Peter, meaning that God had condemned Peter in the past, and that this condemnation.Was still in effect.
所以保罗在这里说，神已经谴责了彼得。他的意思说，神在过去也在已经谴责彼得这种行为，而且这个谴责现在还有效。
Peter was condemned because by his actions he was forcing the Gentiles to act in a Jewish manner.
彼得被谴责是因为他用他的行动来强迫外邦人来学习犹太人的生活方式。
He was in effect telling the Gentile Christians that they had to become circumcised and follow the law of Moses if they want to eat with Jewish Christians.
他这行为的结果实际上就是在告诉外邦基督徒说，他们必须受割礼，而且遵循摩西的律法，才能和犹太基督徒等同。
He was putting up a wall between Gentile Christians and Jewish Christians.
彼得这样做是在外邦人和犹太人基督徒中间竖起了一道墙。
The Mosaic Law has many walls.
摩西律法有很多隔断的墙。
In the Temple of Jerusalem, there were many walls.
在耶路撒冷的圣殿中就有很多的墙。
These walls represented how close each group can get to God.
这些墙来代表某一组的人能够跟神的接近的程度。
Both the court of the Gentiles and the court of the women, between them was a partition which was made of marble.
外邦人的院和妇女的院中间是由一套大理石墙分开的。
On that marble wall was a sign which read, No foreigner is to enter the barracks surrounding the sanctuary. He who is caught will have himself to blame for his death, which will follow.
在那大理石墙上有一个告示是写到、外人不许穿过这个墙 进到里院，如果他被抓的话、他会被处死，那也是他自己的错。
This was a wall of discrimination, religious discrimination.
这是一道歧视的墙，是一个宗教歧视的墙。
Paul calls it a wall of division, a wall that symbolized the hostility between races.
保罗管这墙叫做分隔的墙，因为这个墙它所显示的是不同种族之间的敌对。
For Paul, the death and the resurrection of Christ Jesus.Have broken down this major barrier of hostility.
对保罗来讲，耶稣基督的死和复活已经拆毁了这座隔断的墙。
Robert Frost wrote a poem entitled "Mending Walls."
罗伯特·弗罗斯特，一个著名的诗人，写过一首诗，叫做《修补围墙》。
He recalls walking in the woods with his neighbor.Who was repairing his walls after the harsh winter?
在这诗中，他回忆到从林中走过，看见他的邻居在修补因为冬天的恶劣天气被损坏的围墙。
His neighbor commented that good fences make good neighbors.
他的邻居跟他讲，好的围墙造成好的邻居。
Something there is that doesn't like a wall, that wall wants it down.
在那里有些什么不喜欢那个墙，把那个墙弄倒了。
Be careful when you build a wall.
所以当我们在建一个墙的时候，要非常的小心。
Walls can destroy as well as protect.
墙可以保护，也可以拆毁。
Robert Frost wrote, Before I build a wall, I'd like to know what I was walling in or walling out, and to whom I was likely to give offense.
罗伯特·弗罗斯特在这里讲，他也讲到，在他造一个墙之前，他要仔细的思考，他要把谁圈在里面，要把谁圈在外面，他可以让谁来进出。
Something there is that doesn't love a wall, that walls it down.
在那里某个地方有些什么东西不喜欢墙，他希望那个墙倒掉。
And in contrast to other Pauline letters, the good news is placed within the framework of a constant battle in which the conflict between truth and falsehood, good and evil, light and darkness is represented by God.Fighting against the spiritual powers active in the world.
就像保罗的其他的书信中这么写到，福音的好消息，它是放在一个天空中属灵的征战中来看的，在那征战中，真理 和谬误，好和坏，光明和黑暗，是由神来，由属神的灵和属世的，属这个世界的这个灵来代表的。
These powers and these principalities appear superior to humans, and yet they are interconnected with the disposition of the human heart.
这些黑暗的权势比人更有能力，但是他们从某种意义上和人堕落的心态是连接的。
The cosmic battle is reflected in human history.
所以这天空中属神的和属世的这个属神的圣灵和属世这个恶魔的征战也在人的历史中得到了反应。
In Ephesians, the major problem in the world is the alienation and the hostility between human beings.
在以弗所书中保罗提到的主要问题是这个世界上人和人之间的疏离和敌对。
For Paul, human beings are alienated from each other because they're alienated from God.
对保罗来讲，人之间的疏离和敌对是从人和神的疏离和敌对开始的。
In Genesis, when Adam and Eve sinned, they became alienated from God.
在创世纪中，亚当和夏娃因着犯罪远离了神。
Then Cain killed his brother Abel, and human beings become alienated from each other.
然后该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯。那这时候人就开始互相之间疏离敌对。
In Ephesians, Paul expresses human alienation from God as enslavement to the cosmic forces fighting God, and manifested in hostility toward and alienation from other human beings.
所以在以弗所书中，保罗是这么讲的，他说人跟神的疏离，是因为被这个天空中黑暗的权势所奴役，那这个奴役的表现呢，就是人和人互相之间的疏离和互相之间的敌对。
The prime example of this hostility is the division of humanity into two races, the historical competition between Jew and Gentile.
人之间敌对疏离的最好的一个例子就是，在历史上最好的例子就是这个犹太人和外邦人之间的分隔分别。
The good news in Ephesians announces God's work as a reversal of the state of cosmic historical hostility.
所以以弗所书中的好消息就是在向我们宣布神的工作已经把这个宇宙上的历史上的这个敌对的情况完全的反转了。
God has revealed His secret mysterious plan to reconcile all reality, bring about harmony between God and humanity, and therefore establishing the possibility of unity among humans themselves.
所以在这里神向我们揭示了他的计划，神的计划就是让世上所有的人与神和好，通过与神的和好，人的之间的关系也能够重新和好。
The law of Moses had walls separating women from men in the covenant.
如果按照摩西的律法，男人和女人在这个约跟神的约之间是有一道墙来分隔的。
Circumcision can only be a badge of membership.For males.
我们知道割礼只可能作为男人的一个标志。
John 6 shows us that the feeding of the 5,000 was related to the Eucharist.
这种分隔在福音书中也有表现，在约翰福音第六章中讲到耶稣基督喂饱5000人，这个神迹也经常被引为是圣餐的开始。
In Matthew's account of the feeding, it claims that 5,000 men were fed without women and children.
在马太福音中有着更详细的记录， 他这里讲说这五是五千男人，不包括妇女和孩子被喂饱。
The Greek preposition is without, even though it is normally translated as besides.
虽然在我们现今的翻译中，这个词被弱化成说在女人和小孩以外，但是在希腊的原文中，这个词是更强的，这个不包括女人和小孩子。
This may suggest that in Matthew's Jewish Christian church, women and children were excluded from participation in the Eucharist.
这里有也可能是在讲在马太福音的犹太基督徒教会中，妇女和孩子是不被允许参加圣餐典礼的。
Paul claims that in Christ Jesus, all these walls of partition has been broken down, so that there is no longer a distinction between Jew or Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗所讲的就是说，在耶稣基督里，所有的这些分隔的墙都被拆毁了，不论是犹太人还是希腊人，也不管是为奴的还是自主的，也不管是男人还是女人，所有的我们都是在基督耶稣里成为一体了。
Paul never forgot that the Greek word Christ was a translation of the Hebrew Messiah.
保罗也没有忘记这个希腊文的基督其实就是希伯来文弥赛亚的翻译。
Jesus was the promised Messiah, the one who was the son of David, and who will rescue the whole world in accordance with God's promise to Abraham. To unite the whole world into a single family of Abraham by means of Jesus, the promised Messiah.
所以耶稣就是那弥赛亚，他是大卫的子孙，他是神应许给亚伯拉罕来救赎这个世界的那一位，通过他使世界都连在一个家庭，就是亚伯拉罕的家庭中。
After Peter came to Antioch in Syria, he raised this catholic question whether or not it was proper for Jewish Christians to sit together and eat with Gentile Christians.
所以我们回到当彼得在从叙利亚来到安提阿教会的时候，他提到这个问题，就说犹太基督徒和外邦基督徒是不能坐在一个桌上吃饭，实际上是有一个末世的利益的。
Are we in the age to come when the walls of division between Jews and Gentiles have been broken down?
我们是在现今这个罪恶的世代，还有墙分隔的世代呢，还是我们是在那个、我们已经在那个将来的世代？所有的墙已经被拆毁了呢。
Paul, for his part, has torn down the walls of division.
从保罗的看法来讲，他觉得那个墙已经被拆毁了。
Then Paul speaks about being justified by the faithfulness of Jesus, the Messiah of Israel.
保罗称那些外邦人为罪人，只是说他们没有摩西的律法，但是保罗也讲到他们靠着弥赛亚，以色列的弥赛亚，也就是耶稣基督，能靠着耶稣基督的完全而称义。
The Net Bible has one of the best summaries of why scholars prefer the faithfulness of the Messiah.
这个 NET 的圣经版本给了一个最好的总结，是关于为什么这个弥赛亚的完全，是这个给了关于为什么弥赛亚是完全的最好的总结。
Paul contrasts being justified by the faithfulness of the Messiah with justification by the works of the law.
在这里保罗把由着神的信实来审判和由着摩西的律法来审判对比在一起。
By the way, the Jews did not keep the law to become part of the covenant community. That happened at Mount Sinai, when God made a covenant with them.
顺道也说一下，犹太人呢，也并不是因为守律法而成为这个跟神有约的一族。
The Jews kept the law in order to remain in the covenant community.
犹太人守律法是为了留在与神立约的一族之中。
Paul writes in chapter 2 verse 18, But if I build up again what I once tore down, I prove myself to be a transgressor.
就像保罗在二章十八节中写道，我素来拆毁的，若重新建造，就证明自己是犯罪的人了。
Transgression is the actual breaking of a law, where sin is a general falling short of a certain standard.
通常我们讲到 transgression 这个过犯这个词的时候，实际上是我们做了一个动作去来犯了法，而罪这个词呢是我们所做的没有达到神的标准。
Why did the Paul consider the law so bad?
那为什么保罗认为中间的隔断的墙是这么样的不好呢？
Because it causes walls of separation, of division.
因为这个墙造成了分离和争端。
The purpose of the law to act as our guardian until the Messiah came, so that we might be justified by the faithfulness of the Messiah.
那神给摩西律法的原意呢，是让他作为我们的保护人，直到弥赛亚来的时候，在那个时候呢，我们才被用弥赛亚的这个信实来审判。
Now since this faithfulness of the Messiah has come,We are no longer under the control of a guardian.
但是保罗所讲的是，因为神的信实，保罗所讲的，因着弥赛亚的信实，因着耶稣基督的来到已经来了，所以我们呢就不在那律法的保护人的监护人的保护之下了。
Now when we have been baptized into the Messiah, we have put on the Messiah like a garment.
当我们受洗。进入到弥赛亚中的时候，我们就像把弥赛亚穿在身上，成为一个衣服一样。
There is neither Jew nor Greek, male or female, slave or free.
已经没有犹太人、希腊人、男女、为奴或自主的区别了。
This points to the fact that in the early church, people were baptized naked. Naked, you can no longer tell the social status.Of a person.
在早期的教会，有的教会他们受洗礼的时候是完全全裸的，因为这样的话你就看不出他的这个社会地位，他到底是哪里的。
People used to take off old clothes when they get baptized, and put on new clothing after baptism.
人们也经常把他们的旧衣服扔掉，穿上新衣服，在他们受洗之后把旧衣服扔掉，穿上新的衣服。
Some used to take off rough old clothes and stomp on them until their feet bled.
也有的人把他们的旧的衣服放在脚下猛踩，直到他们脚流血为止，因为他们觉得那旧衣服就是那罪恶的权，掌管他们，原先掌管他们的罪恶权势。
Paul invented a verb when he was talking about taking Titus along with him.
保罗在讲到他带着提多与他同去的时候，他用了一个新的词。
Titus disappears in Acts, and he was replaced by another Greek with a Jewish mother, which Paul circumcised this time, which is contrary to his usual practice.
但我们也看到保罗他在使徒行传中他给一个有犹太母亲的希腊人做了割礼，跟他平常所做的不一样。
Also, Paul invented the term circumcision people.
所以呢，保罗的他对这个态度呢是一个人他如果是 受了割礼的就他如果受了割他如果成为基督徒前受了割礼的话就应该应该保持他原来的状态。
In Acts chapter 11, Peter stands up boldly against the circumcision people, whereas in Galatians, he's afraid of them.
而没有受割礼的呢，也就不需要再受割礼。保罗这里把那些专注受割礼的人叫做受那些人称作受割礼的那群人，在使徒行传十一章中，彼得也起来对抗那些受割礼的人。
In Peter's speech at the Jerusalem Council in Acts 15, Peter sounds a lot like Paul.
在彼得在使徒行传十五章中记录的彼得在耶路撒冷会议上的话中，我们看到彼得跟保罗的所持的观点是非常一致的。
He says, "Brothers, you know that God decided that the Gentiles shall hear the good news first by me."
彼得说：“诸位弟兄，你们知道神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道。”
God gave the Holy Spirit to the Gentiles, just as He did to us.
而且知道人心的神。也为他们做了见证，赐圣灵给他们，正如给我们一样。
God makes no distinction between them and us.
神并不把他们和我们分别。
Now why do you put the yoke of the law on them, which neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear?
既然神都不让这样做，那现在为什么我们要试探神，把我们祖宗和我们所不能负的轭放在这些门徒的颈项上呢？
But we believe that we shall be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will.
我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩，和他们一样，这也是我们所信的。
Paul tells Peter in Galatians 2:14 following, "If you, even though you are a Jew, live in a Gentile manner and not like in a Jewish manner, how can you compel the Gentiles to be circumcised?"
同样的，保罗对彼得在安提阿教会在加拉太书二章十四节中，他也这么讲。保罗说：“你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢
？”We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is not justified by works of the law, but by means of the faith of the Messiah.
保罗也说，我们自己虽说生下来是犹太人，不是像那些外邦人的罪人，但是我们知道一个人不是靠他守摩西律法来被审判的，而是靠我们的信主耶稣基督弥赛亚的信实来审判的。
What does it mean to be justified?
保罗在这里说审判是什么意思呢？
The Greek noun dikaiosyne is translated in English by two words, justification and righteousness.
这个原本的 diakonis 翻成英语是有两个意思，一个是这个判断，一个是公义。
It means that we have been acquitted with God.
他这里的意思说，我们已经被神看作公义了。
God, the divine judge, has proclaimed that we are not guilty. We are righteous in His eyes.
神那亘古永远最大的那个审判者，他已经宣布了我们无罪，我们在他眼中是公义的。
Also by his death Jesus showed that he is indeed the righteous one.
耶稣基督也因着他的死，因着他信实，他也显示了他是那公义的一位。
As Paul saysWhen we are baptized into Christ, Christ lives in us. And the life we now live, we live by the faithfulness of Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us.
就像保罗所说的，当我们受洗进入基督的时候，基督就在我们里面活着。我们的生命就不是我们的旧的生命，而是靠着耶稣基督 他的信实，他的爱，他的为我们的牺牲而活着的。
When Christ died, he defeated death.
当基督死的时候，他击败了死亡。
One of my favorite poems since high school is by the 18th century English minister John Donne, which is entitled "Death, Be Not Proud."
我上高中，我从高中起最喜欢的一首诗是一个18世纪英国牧师 John Donne 他写的一首诗，名字叫做《死亡不要骄傲》。
The line I like most is "Death." Thou shalt die.
我最喜欢那一行就是讲到死亡，你去死吧。
The death of death seems like a good sermon topic.
死亡的死去看起来应该是一个更好的这个讲道题目。
John Donne understood the meaning of 1 Corinthians 15, that death is an enemy to be defeated.
所以John Donne他非常的理解哥林多前书十五章所讲的意义，就是死亡就是那敌人，一定要被打败。
When Jesus rose on Easter morning, he defeated death and destroyed the walls of separations which divided human beings from one another.
当耶稣基督在复活节的早晨，他复活的时候，他就击败了死亡，他也把人和人之间互相分隔、互相敌视的墙拆毁掉了。
Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. 基督已经复活了。基督的的确确已经复活了。
Thank God that in Messiah Jesus, all walls of division has been torn down.
感谢神，在弥赛亚耶稣所有当中，所有的墙，所有分隔的墙都被摧毁了。
We pray that none of us will ever try to build them up again.
我们也深切的祷告，我们中的任何一个人也不会再试图去把那个墙重新修起来。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, 主哈。正是我们的主耶稣借着他的身体在十字架上废掉了冤仇，使两下可以和睦，也能够我们和神和睦，我们人和人之间也和睦感谢赞美主。那我们下面用一首诗歌来回应，请大家一起来唱216首。好，请起立。坚固磐石。